How bad do you want to get a win in this rivalry game since 0-3 since it's kind of fired back up?
I think it'll be huge. Obviously, it's a trophy game, and I think any team's goal is to win trophy games. So it's definitely our goal to go over there and get the W. And we've been working hard this week so far and getting prepared and being focused on the task at hand. And hopefully we'll be ready to go over there and get the win.
How nice is it this week to be able to focus
pretty much strictly on football? It's nice. Like you said, it's just strictly football. You don't have nothing else to worry about, no distractions. You don't usually have assignments due the week of Thanksgiving, so don't have anything to worry about but watching film and getting ready to play the game.
Austin, can you talk about how this offense has matured during the year? You guys seem more and more on the same page with every game. Do you feel that as a lineman, that this offense is really making big steps?
Yeah, I think so, and I think we can continue to improve. I think Jake's done a good job getting us into plays that work, and that's just a huge factor of why this offense has been getting better every week is because of him. And he just provides great leadership when we're out there, getting people where they need to go and stuff like that. So I think we'll continue to improve, and that's our goal.
You can talk about cohesiveness, but until you guys have success out on the field, it's just talk. But it seems like it really is a part of this team right now.
Yeah, definitely. We don't want it to be just talk. We want to actually show it, and that's something that we've worked hard on all season long. Being able to work well as a team and as an offense, and I think we've accomplished that, to some degree.
You guys obviously have a very strict routine as far as preparation for games and set number of days usually. When you have a short week like this, how much does that get altered? And now that you've been through this rivalry, where you've had a short week to prepare for Nebraska the last couple of years, do you feel more comfortable when you have to alter your routine?
You don't have to alter it too much. Usually we get Mondays off, but you just take that out of the equation this week. And we came back to work Monday, just like a Tuesday practice. Today's going to be Wednesday practice, and tomorrow's just going to be like a Thursday practice. So you just shorten the week a little bit, and you stay focused on what needs to be done, and it's not really too hard.
You got a guy like Adam Cox playing fullback. He's unheralded like a lot of you guys are. But to see him have success, is he almost like one of you guys because he's doing the dirty work?
Yeah, definitely. I think both Adam and Macon are just an extension of the offensive line. They do a good job, putting their pad where it needs to be and, springing Mark or a Jordan or a Damon, any of those guys for a few extra yards. So, to give them credit is almost, underestimating them. You got to really give them a lot of credit because, like I said, they give Jordan and those guys, Mark, those guys, the extra yards that you don't really realize that they're giving them.
When you say the guys who are under the radar on our football team, and those guys are successful, that's when you find a really good team despite all the headlines and the running backs and the guys' stories and names in the paper.
Yeah, definitely. Guys like Adam and Macon definitely go unnoticed, and the things that they do go unnoticed. And when you watch film, it's evident that they make a lot of plays when they're in there. Maybe they don't score touchdowns, make big plays or anything like that, but they cause big plays. They create big plays for us. So they're a huge part of our offense.
Thanks. Can you kind of compare and contrast last November when you guys were not going to a bowl going into this game to now where you have a chance to, have a really great season?
Yeah, it's definitely different, a little different demeanor. We were playing for pride last year at this point, and we're playing for something a little bit bigger, but at the same time, it's just one game. We're going to focus on this game and, focus on getting the W.
I know the locker room, you guys are wrapped in preparation at this time last year, too. Is there just a different vibe this year because, you guys are winning?
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, we're winning football games, and with that, comes preparation for something bigger. But like I said, at the same time, we got to take one game at a time, and you can't get to 9 without 8.